Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and today Masechet Shavuos, Daf Yud, the first parak, Shavuos Shtayim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the Mishnah, Rebbe Meir said, Kol Si'irim Kaparasun Shavah, the atonement of all goats is the same. All Si'irim used for Musafim, such as the Si'ir Chitzon, the Si'ir Rosh Chodesh, and Si'ir Regalim, atone for Tumas Mikdosh Kedoshav for any case without awareness beforehand, as well as a Tahru Eit Tamei Kodshim. The Gemara first explains that Rebbe Meir darshens the extra vav of usi'ir to compare all si'irim to each other, but asks that there's no vav written by the si'irim of Shavuos and Yom Kippur. Therefore, Rebbe Yonah explains Rebbe Meir's drasha, Elo tasu Hashem b'moadechem, these you shall perform for Hashem on your appointed festivals, teaching, hukshakol ha'moadim kulon zeh lezeh. All the festivals are compared to each other. The Gemara demonstrates that even Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rebbe Meir agrees regarding the Si'ir Panimi, Shu Ein Mechaper Kaparasan, that it does not atone the atonements of the Si'irim of the various Musafim, the Hen Ein Mechaper Kaparaso, and they do not atone its atonement to suspend a transgression with their awareness before him, but not after, and he'll become liable for a carbon when he discovers his sin. Point number two, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said each type of Si'ir has a unique atonement. The Si'ir Rosh Chodashim atoned for a Tahur who ate Tamei Kodshim. The Si'ir Regalim atoned for Tumas Mikdosh Kedoshav with no awareness before or after. And the Si'ir Chitzon of Yom Kippur atones for one with awareness only after. The Gemara explains why each Si'ir only has one role. The Si'ir Rosh Chodashim cannot affect the Si'ir Regalim's atonement because the pasuk about Rosh Chodesh says the singular avon, sin, teaching avon echad hu noseh, ben hu noseh shnei avonos. It attains forgiveness for one sin, but it does not obtain forgiveness for two types of sins. The Si'ir Regalim cannot affect the atonement of the Si'ir Kodashim because the pasuk about Rosh Chodesh says, osa, it can provide forgiveness, teaching osa noseh avon, ve'in acher noseh avon. It, the Si'ir Rosh Chodesh, obtains forgiveness for eating Tamei Kodashim, but no other obtains this forgiveness. To explain why the Si'ir Regalim cannot affect the atonement of the Si'ir Chitzon of Yom Kippur, nor vice versa, the two drushes from Daf Ches Amud Beis are quoted, which teach that Yom Kippur's atonements are exclusive and singular. Although these drushes were written about the Si'ir Panimi, a Hekesh compares the Si'ir Chitzon to the Panimi. And point number three, Ula quote Rabbi Yochanan, Taminim shel hutzrachu letzibor, the animals designated for the Tamid, which were not needed by the public, Niftim Tamimim, are redeemed even while they are unblemished. This refers to four lambs designated for the previous year's Tamidin, after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when all communal kabbanas must be funded by the new year shkalim. These are redeemed with chun money, transferring the kedusha to that money, and then are repurchased using new shkalim. Rabbah quoted this statement to Rav Chisda, who responded, Man Saislach Rabbi Yochanan Rabach, who listened to you and to Rabbi Yochanan, your teacher, for such a ruling? B'ki kedusha shebehen l'heichan halcha, from where has their kedusha gone? Since they possess kedusha's aguf, physical kedusha, they cannot be redeemed without a mum. Rabbah objected, and do you not agree that even kedusha's aguf of communal kachim can be redeemed, and we do not say where has the kedusha gone? But a Mishnah teaches that the yearly leftover katoris is redeemed and repurchased with the New Year's funds. This discussion continues on the next daf. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, in the Mishnah, Rebbe Meir said, Kol si'irim kaparasun shava, the atonement of all goats is the same. All si'irim used for musafim, such as the Si'ir Chitzon, the Si'ir Rosh Chodesh, and Si'ir Regalim, atone for Tumas Mikdosh Kedoshav for any case without awareness beforehand, as well as a Tahru Eit Tamei Kodshim. The Gemara first explains that Rebbe Meir darshens the extra vav of usi'ir to compare all si'irim to each other, but asks that there's no vav written by the si'irim of Shavuos and Yom Kippur. Therefore, Rabbi Yonah explains Rebbe Meir's drasha, Elo tasu Hashem b'moadechem, these you shall perform for Hashem on your appointed festivals, teaching, hukshakol ha'moadim kulon zeh lezeh. All the festivals are compared to each other. The Gemara demonstrates that even Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rebbe Meir agrees regarding the Si'ir Panimi, Shu Ein Mechaper Kaparasan, that it does not atone the atonements of the Si'irim of the various Musafim, the Hen Ein Mechaper Kaparaso, and they do not atone its atonement to suspend a transgression with their awareness before him, but not after, and he'll become liable for a carbon when he discovers his sin. Point number two, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon said each type of Si'ir has a unique atonement. The Si'ir Rosh Chodashim atoned for a Tahur who ate Tamei Kodshim. The Si'ir Regalim atoned for Tumas Mikdosh Kedoshav with no awareness before or after, and the Si'ir Chitzon of Yom Kippur atones for one with awareness only after. The Gemara explains why each Si'ir only has one role. The Si'ir Rosh Chodashim cannot affect the Si'ir Regalim's atonement because the pasuk about Rosh Chodesh says the singular avon, sin, teaching Avon Echad Hunose, Benu Nose Shnei Avonos, it obtains forgiveness for one sin, but it does not obtain forgiveness for two types of sins. The Siri Ragon cannot affect the atonement of the Siri Kodashim because the Pasuk about Rosh Chodesh says, Osa, it can provide forgiveness, teaching Osa Nose Avon, Ve'inacher Nose Avon. It, the Siri Rosh Chodesh, obtains forgiveness for eating Tamei Kachim, but no other obtains this forgiveness. To explain why the Siri Ragon cannot affect the atonement of the Siri Chitzon of Yom Kippur, nor vice versa, the two drushes from Daf Chesam Abbas are quoted, which teach that Yom Kippur's atonements are exclusive and singular. Although these drushes were written about the Siri Panimi, Hekesh compares the Siri Chitzon to the Panimi. And point number three, Ul Kod Rabbi Yochanan, Timinim Shol Hutzrachu Letzibor, the animals designated for the Tamid, which were not needed by the public, Niftim Tamimim, are redeemed even while they are unblemished. This refers to four lambs designated for the previous year's Tamidin, after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when all communal kabbanas must be funded by the new year Shkalim. These are redeemed with Chun money, transferring the Kedusha to that money, and then are repurchased using new Shkalim. Rabbah quoted this statement to Rav Chisda, who responded, Man Saislach, Rabbi Yochan Rabach, who listened to you and to Rabbi Yochan, your teacher, for such a ruling? B'ki Kedusha Shebehen L'Heichan Halcha, from where has their Kedusha gone? Since they possess Kedusha's aguf, physical Kedusha, they cannot be redeemed without a mum. Rabbah objected, and do you not agree that even Kedusha's aguf of communal kachim can be redeemed, and we do not say where has the Kedusha gone? But a Mishnah teaches that the yearly leftover Ketores is redeemed and repurchased with the New Year's funds. This discussion continues on the next daf. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud, and our standard Siman is a minion of Yidden, a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The men in the Moadim Minyan of Yidden, who kept all their Seirim together in one big pen, because they believed Kaparas and Shava, didn't daven with the men from the Avon Minyan, who tied each of the Seirim to a separate post, since they believed each had its own Kapara, and got into a heated debate with them whether four extra Tamidim could be redeemed without a moon. Once again, slow motion. The men in the Moadim Minyan of Yidden, Minyan of Yidden, that must be around Daf Yud. The men in the Moadim Minyan of Yidden, who kept all their Seirim together in one big pen, because they believed Kaparason Shava, which reminds us, and the Mishnah Rebbe Meir said, Kol Seirim Kaparason Shava, the atonement of all goats is the same. All Seirim used for Musafim, the Seir Achitzon, Seir Rosh Chodesh, and Seir Regalim, atone for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, for any case without awareness beforehand, as well as a Tahor who ate Tamei Kachim. Rabbi Yonah explains from Meir's Drasha, Eil Tasu Hashem b'mo'adechem. These you shall perform for Hashem on your appointed festivals, teaching, Hukshukol Mo'adim Kulon Zelazel. All the festivals are compared to each other. The Gemara demonstrates that even Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. So the men in the Moadim Minyan of Yidden, who kept all their Seirim together in one big pen, because they believed Kaparasun Shava, didn't daven with the men from the Avon Minyan, who tied each of their Seirim to a separate post, since they believed each had its own Kapara, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon said, each type of Seir has a unique atonement. The Seir Rosh Chodashim atoned for a Tahru ate Tamei Kachim. The Seir Ragam atoned for a Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav with no awareness before or after, and the Seir Achitzon of Yom Kippur atones for one with awareness only after. The Gemara explains why each Seir only has one role. The Seir Rosh Chodashim cannot affect their Seir Ragam's atonement because the Pasuk about Rosh Chodesh says the singular Avon, sin teaching, Avon Echad Hunose, Ve'enu Nose Shnei Avonos. It obtains forgiveness for one sin, but it does not attain forgiveness for two types of sins. So the men in the Moadim Minyan of Yidden, who kept all their Seirim together in one big pen because they believed Kaparas and Shava, didn't daven with the men from the Avon Minyan, who tied each of the Seirim to a separate post, since they believed each had its own Kapara, and got into a heated debate with them whether four extra Tamidim could be redeemed without a moon, which reminds us, Gemara discusses whether the yearly extra Tamidim can be redeemed without a moon. So once again, the men in the Moadim Minyan of Yidden, who kept all their Seirim together in one big pen because they believed Kaparasun Shava, didn't daven with the men from the Avon Minyan, who tied each of the Seirim to a separate post, since they believed each had its own Kapara, and got into a heated debate with them whether four extra Tamidim could be redeemed without a moon. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Dav Vav. So the Siman Dav Vav is a sword because a Vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The sword collector, sword, that must be on Dav Vav. The sword collector with the unique Tsaras sword that had four shades of white listed by name on the blade, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why the four shades of Tsaras are listed by name. Rabbi Akiva answered that they taught the four shades of Tsaras to teach Kokon Sheino Baki Behen Ubishmozen in Royanus and Nagaim. Any kohen who is not an expert in identifying them and their names may not examine Tsaras. So the sword collector with the unique Tsaras sword that had four shades of white listed by name on the blade used it to prick his assistant's arm to drip different amounts of drops of blood into four cups of milk, which reminds us that Gamora brings the mushroom from Rekiva's list of Nagaim, which is milk mixed with drops of blood. So the sword collector with the unique Tsaras sword that had four shades of white listed by name on the blade used it to prick his assistant's arm to drip different amounts of drops of blood into four cups of milk. As he stood on a Beharis colored spot that looked deeper than the surrounding floor, was apprenticed to 1 foot on a say spot that looked a bit raised, which reminds us that Gamora brings the sources for the four shades of Tsaras. Abai says that we know Beharis is the most intense white because the pasuk says in Beharis Levanahi, and if it's a white Beharis teaching, he Levana, Veinacheris Levana, it is truly white, and no other shade is truly white. Abraisa states, Beharis Amuka, a Beharis spot appears deeper than the nearby skin because of its intense whiteness. As the pasuk says, and its appearance is deeper than the skin, meaning like the appearance of the sun, which is deeper than the nearby shade. Dav Zayin, so the Simran Dav Zayin is Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The armed guard from the Oviyor security firm, armed guard, that must be on Dav Zayin, Kli Zayin, weapon, gun. The armed guard from the Olav Yord security firm, who found a tummy eating a sandwich and verified that it was Kajim and not Truma, which reminds us Gamora brings the source of the carbon Olav Yord, it's for Tuma's Mikdash Kadoshav, not Truma. So the armed guard from the Olav Yord security firm, who found a tummy eating a sandwich and verified that it was Kajim and not Truma, and warned his friend that if he seasons it with the Katoris, then he'll also be Chayiv Karetz, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Shalosh Krisos Beshlamim, and that there's a Malchokas if one gets Karetz for eating inedible Kachim, like Katoris, while Tame. So the armed guard from the Olav Yord security firm, who found a Tame eating a sandwich and verified that it was Kachim and not Truma, and warned his friend that if he seasons it with a Katoris, then it'll also be Chayiv Karetz. Watch his partner escort the Kohen Gadol with the Seir HaNaz Bifnim on behalf of those who entered the Mikdash who once knew they were Tame, but subsequently forgot, which reminds us, Gemara brings a source that the Seir HaNaz Mifnim is for Yesh Yediyah Betchila Ve'en Yediyah Besof, and not for other Tumos. Dav Ches, so the Siman Dav Ches is Challah, and we often use a baker in the Siman. So here goes. The baker who told the Yoledis, Metzora, and Nazir that his famed Seir HaPanimi shaped Challah, Challah, baker, that must be on Dav Ches. The baker who told the Yoledis, Metzora, and Nazir that his famed Seir HaPanimi shaped Challah was not for them, since they didn't sin, which reminds us the Seir HaPanimi is for Tuma resulting in a sin, not other Tumos, such as the Yoledis, Metzora, and Nazir, where their carbon is only for the Tuma and not the sin. So the baker who told the Yoledis, Metzora, and Nazir that his famed Seir HaPanimi shaped Challah was not for them, since they didn't sin, and sold it to his Yediyah Betchila client to protect him from Yisurin until he becomes aware, which reminds us the Seir HaPanimi suspends one's Tumah sin, Lahagin Alav Mina Yisurin, to protect him from suffering for his sin until he becomes aware of it and brings his carbon. So the baker told the Yoledis, Metzora, and Nazir that his famed Seir HaPanimi shaped Challah was not for them since they didn't sin, and sold it to his Yediyah Betchila client to protect him from Yisurin until he becomes aware, baked his Seir HaChitzon shaped Challah for one who only had a Yediyah Besof in a separate oven, since it had a separate kapara that was Achas Bashana, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why the Seir HaPanimi and the Seir HaChitzon do not also affect each other's atonement. The Gemara explains that the pasuk of the Panimi says, an arn will affect atonement upon its horns, Achas, one, teaching, Kapara Achas Mechaper, Ve'en Mechaper Shtei Kaparos. The Panimi affects one atonement, but it does not affect two atonements. The Gemara then asks the reverse question that the Chitzon should also affect the Panimi's atonement where he knew beforehand. This would be relevant for a Tumah violation, which occurred after the Panimi was brought, but before the Chitzon. It answers the pasuk says, Achas Bashana, once a year, teaching Kaparzu lo tehe ela Achas Bashana. This atonement of the Panimi shall only be once a year. Dav Tes, so the Simran Dav Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The waiter pouring tea from a teapot, that must be more on Dav Tes. The waiter pouring tea from a teapot shaped like a small moon and inscribed to Hashem for the Kohanim, eating the Seir Rosh Chodesh, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yudah said that the Seir Rogalim and the Seir Rosh Chodashim brought from the Musaf on those days atoned for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, where he had no awareness, neither before nor after his transgression. Shmuel explains Rabbi Yudah's source regarding the Seir Rosh Chodashim. The pasuk says, V'sir izim echod l'chatas l'Hashem, and one goat for a chatas for Hashem, implying that this Seir atones for a chet she'ein makir bo el Hashem, a sin that no one but Hashem knows of. The Gemara asks that this expression was already darshaned by Rish Lakish, who explained why the Torah says L'Hashem specifically for a Seir Rosh Chodesh. Reish Lakish darshens this expression to say, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Sir Zeh Yeh Kapar Al Shema'atis Yeh Zeh Reach, this goat shall be an atonement for me that it reduced the moon during creation. So the waiter pouring tea from a teapot shaped like a small moon and inscribed Hashem for the Kohanim, eating the Seir Rosh Chodesh, while a man who was Sofer Yodea of his Chet, sitting nearby, was unaware he was getting Kapar from it, and the Seir ate Ragalim, spilled the tea in shock when a Tar who ate Tami Kachim entered the room and insisted the Seir Rosh Chodesh was Mechaper for him, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds the Seir Rosh Chodeshim atone for a Tar who ate Tami Kachim, which is derived from the Tzitz. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do we discuss Shalosh Krisos B'Shlamim, and the machok is whether one gets karas for eating inedible kachim al tameh? That's on Dav Zion. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we learn that the Seir Rosh Chodesh are a chatas l'Hashem? That's on Dav Tes. Good. Number 3, which stuff do we learn that Reb Meir holds all Seirim atone for all tumas mikdash kadoshav? That's on Dav Yud. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we have machlokes regarding what may be used for pinyan a ben? That's on daf Dalet and Shavuos. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have Rabbi Shimon holds no seer shares kapara with any other? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have the mashal of Rabbi Kiva's list of nagaim, which is milk mixed with drops of blood? That's on daf Vav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn why the four shades of Tsaras are listed by name? That's on Dav. Vav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn the Rabbi Darshan's the repeated Ne'alam and Ne'alam to obligate one both for Helam Tuma and Helam Mikdash? That's on Dav. Dalad. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have a question whether the yearly extra to meeting can be redeemed without a moom? That's on Dav. Yud. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn why the Sira Panimi and the Sira Chitzon do not also affect each other's atonement? That's on Dav Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.